A year ago today, President Trump used his State of the Union address to urge Congress to pass a law giving dying patients the right to try experimental treatments not yet approved by the FDA. Congress soon did the so-called right to try law, but here we are a year later and only one patient has been able to use it. Some people aren't even getting a call back from the companies offering treatments. So what happened? Nick Florco is a correspondent with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
And you spoke to many of these patients. Some even have their name attached to this new law, fought for it for years. Talk a little bit about how their families have been trying to get through to these drug makers.
Well, they've been trying everything they can, to be honest. I mean, they've been watching these clinical trials for as long as they can. And the second the law was signed, they said, hey, we're ready. Mm-hmm. Please give us access to the treatment. And they haven't gotten any response back.
Well, talk about what the problems might be and what critics warn the problems might be. One ALS patient got a treatment from Brainstorm Cell Therapeutics, but that company is now declining to give more through this right-to-try pathway unless they can find some funding. And that treatment reportedly cost about $300,000.
Yeah, so payment is a really big concern. You know, insurance likely won't cover these sorts of treatments, so people would have to pony up the money on their own. But there's also a more fundamental issue here, which is that the right-to-try law actually doesn't require companies to ever make their treatments available. Mm. This is why opponents of the law opposed it in the first place. They said that it would give false hope. Mm. Essentially, these people would spend their lives advocating for this law, calling companies, asking them, hey, give me access to this treatment. And then at the end of the day, they would just never get access.
And those opponents, many groups that are formed around these rare diseases or incurable illnesses, very compassionate towards them, also felt that there was an existing law prior to the right to try law, an expanded access pathway through the FDA that gave terminally ill patients without other options access to experimental drugs outside of clinical trials, and that those opponents felt that that law with the FDA involved might have been a better shot for some of these people.
So this was actually closer to the expanded access pathway that right to try advocates have said has a lot of problems versus the right to try law that they fought so hard for. And the FDA themselves, though they now say that they support right to try and they'll work to implement it, they had said in the beginning that the expanded access pathway was working fine. They were approving more than 90% of the treatments that they were getting requests for access to, and that the FDA wasn't the roadblock in getting people access to these treatments. It was actually the companies, and the right to try law does nothing to address that issue.
Well, in fact, there has been one case that a lot of these terminally ill patients and their families are looking to, a patient suffering from one of the most aggressive forms of brain cancer. I think it's the cancer that took both Senators Kennedy and McCain, was treated in November under the right to try law with a drug currently in a phase 2 clinical trial. So they are pointing to that as, okay, one case did happen, but you say what?
Well, the California case, first of all, is really interesting because this treatment was actually provided under California's state right to try law. So there's a question, first of all, of if the national law actually was even responsible for this patient getting treatment. The patients that I talked to, though, say they don't care about those details. They believe that once that company is the example, other companies will soon follow and people will start getting access to treatment.
But as you point out, this also puzzled a lot of people, this California case of the person getting the treatment for brain cancer, because the FDA was notified well in advance and the drug was approved by a review board in California. And those are two steps that aren't mandated under the federal right to try law, but are a part of the expanded access program. So it almost feels as if it still wasn't the right to try law that made this happen. The FDA was involved.
Right, exactly. It's safe to say that this was closer to the expanded access pathway than it was to the federal right to try law.
Yeah.
But you know, the doctor who actually provided the treatment in a statement told me that she was actually asked by the family to use the right to try pathway because they thought it would be more expedient.
Yeah. Well, and in the meantime, these people are very, very sick. Many ALS patients, for instance, you know, some years ago fighting for this, now they can't speak. They had so much hope in this past year. It must have been very painful to speak with them.
It was. I mean, their stories are going to stick with me for a really long time. I mean, you could literally see one of the men, Frank, that I spoke to in the story and as a focus of it. When he was first advocating for this in 2015 and 2016, he was speaking on his own. He had use of his limbs. And then the law got passed, and a few months ago, he was put on a ventilator. And now the only way that he can communicate is actually through software that tracks his eye movements and turns them into text. And he says he's still optimistic. He hopes that even if he doesn't get treatment, it'll mean treatment for future patients. And that's both, for me, inspiring and also heartbreaking.
And you're speaking of Frank Mongiello, the ALS patient. Nick Florco, a correspondent with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication, will follow this right to try law in this second year and see if maybe there's a second look at it to make it more effective. But Nick, thank you so much.
Thank you.